Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Not everything you see is the plain truth. Sometimes you have to dig deeper to see what's really there. This week, I'm looking at movies about things kept out of sight. There's a classic Japanese anime about a city that can't be found, and a new Canadian thriller horror about a man who's not all there. The Unseen, directed by Jeff Redmore. Bobby Langmore, played by Aidan Young, was an NHL golden boy, a wizard on the ice. He was happily married to Darlene, played by Camille Sullivan, with a young daughter, Eva, when something happened. He still felt healthy and normal, but his skin and flesh appeared to be rotting away. This was a secret he had to keep hidden, so he climbed into a truck and never looked back. Now, 8 years later, he still works in a sawmill in northern BC. His only family contact is the monthly checks he sends to his family. His life up north is drab and desolate, his only friend the joint he smokes after a hard day. Bob is equal parts gruff, tough, and scruff. Meanwhile, in the Lower Mainland, his daughter Eva, played by Julia Sarah Stone, is 16 now and barely remembers her dad. She's a cute nonconformist with a chip on her shoulder. She lives a comfortable life with her mom and her mom's new wife, but she's increasingly troubled and alienated from family and friends and threatens to just take off and never come back. Darlene sees something of Bob in her, so she gives him a call. "I think you need to talk to your daughter." He walks off his job the next day, but he needs help getting back down. He makes a deal with Crispy, played by Ben Cotton, a sketchy local drug dealer, to pay for truck repairs. But soon after he reaches his former family, Eva disappears. You see, she has the same mysterious affliction, but no one's told her what it means. So she explores a boarded up mental hospital in town with hopes of finding her grandfather's files. He committed suicide years before, and Eva wonders if she's heading down the same path. But then she disappears. Who has her? Can Bob find her and save her in time to tell her what's what? Or will history repeat itself for another generation? Okay, The Unseen is a creepy look at a working class family in BC with a strange condition. It's dark and misanthropic, with only family loyalty and a few kind strangers to counter the dark and grumpy view of humanity that's everywhere. Acting is largely good, and the film has an angry but raw and realistic feel to it, from the scenic sawmill to the ramshackle houses to the angry neighbors everyone lives in. And the special effects that finally appear, or should I say disappear, toward the end of the movie are fantastic. Castle in the Sky, Tenku no Shiro Raputa, from 1986, directed by Miyazaki Hayao. Pazu is an orphan who lives in a hillside mining town. He sleeps in a crumbling stone home with a dovecot on the roof and starts each morning with a trumpet to rouse all the people in the town below. All that he has from his parents are photos and drawings of a mythical place called Laputa. But one day, when working at the complex machinery built above the mine shaft, he sees something falling from the skies. It's a little girl, unconscious, drifting slowly down to Earth. He catches her and brings her home. Who is she and where did she come from? Well, her name is Shita, raised in an alpine town north of there. She's an orphan like Pazu, her only possession a glowing crystal she wears around her neck. And it's that jewel that keeps her on the run. She was kidnapped by soldiers and a haughty government agent called Muska, who flew away in a mechanical blimp. But they were all attacked by a gang of flying air pilots who attacked the ship. Both groups are after one thing only, and that's Sheeta's crystal. It's made from a rare stone with special properties. It has anti-gravity capabilities. But it can only be activated by incantations that Sheeta knows. But it can only be activated by the incantations Sheeta knows. But the real aim is to locate Laputa, the mythical castle in the sky mentioned in Gulliver's Travels. Dola, the chief pirate, craves the treasure that's hidden there, and the military, its potential weapons, and then there's Muska, who has a much more sinister idea in his quest. Sheeta and Pazu only have their wits, stamina, and each other to depend on. So from there, they embark on a series of high-speed train rides, car chases, flying machine battles, making odd alliances on the way. But which of the three will find that castle in the sky? Okay, this film is 30 years old this year and was the first one made by Japan's renowned Ghibli Studios. It's filled with kid pop references known in Japan. Pazu, his mustachioed uncle, looks just like Super Mario. Sheeta was raised in Heidi country near the Alps. And then there's Dola, the head pirate, with her giant red pigtails. She's like Anne of Green Gables gone to seed. And it has a vaguely subversive feel to it with anti-military and anti-government themes and strong female role models, unusual in Japan. Replete with steampunk exploits and amazing views from the sky, this is a cool movie. I just had the chance to see this kid's cartoon on the big screen for the first time, and I gotta say, it really grabbed me. The Unseen played at last week's Blood in the Snow Film Festival, and the Castle in the Sky is opening as part of Spirited Away, the films of Studio Ghibli at TIFF. It's playing over the holidays beginning Christmas Eve, so you might want to check that out if you need unusual movies to go to. Look at tiff.net for showtimes. This is Daniel Garber the Movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.